Blog Talk Radio.
Church together. Praise God. Welcome to church, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. So good to see all of you on the line this morning. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. We're going to open today with a word of prayer. Pastor Mom's going to open us up. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Lord, we praise your name this morning. We just lift you up this morning, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for being with us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we know you care for us and lead us in prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being one by one.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us and guide us all the way.
Yes.
Now, Lord, praise up. President, and give us all the way. Lord,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us and stand by us.
Yes,
lead
Lord.
Us along the way.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Please be with us and stand by us.
Thank
hold
you,
hold us in the hollow of thine own hand. And thank you, Lord. Be with us and stand by us.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it seems like we're in our second week of November, and it's kind of like the whole world has changed again. Amen. There's so much going on in the world right now, but hallelujah. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hand. Hallelujah. So we can all be comforted right now, knowing that he's got what? The whole world in his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Amen. God sees all, he knows all, he's in all, and nothing has slipped between the cracks. Is left unseen and unknown in his sight. Hallelujah. So we are at peace. Amen. With everything going on with the election and all of that. And I was saying this, you know, even before the election started. Okay, when it's all over with, I'm going to do what I've been doing. I'm going to pray for whoever is in leadership. Hallelujah. Because the word says that that's what we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. The word says that the powers that be are ordained of God. Hallelujah. So he sees all, he knows all, he knows who the president is, amen, and is going to be or whatever, he knows it all. Hallelujah. So when all of the votes are recounted and the Supreme Court does what they're going to do, hallelujah, we're still going to pray for whoever is in leadership. Praise God. And so that we can live in a quiet and peaceable land. Amen. So we continue to pray for our land. We continue to pray for the peace of our land. We continue to be those ones who are the Lord's, where we just repent, turn away from our wicked ways, you know, stay on our face before him, hallelujah, so that he can heal this land. And we give him praise and glory for it, hallelujah. Amen, amen. So once again, welcome, 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 everyone. Praise God on this beautiful Sunday. I tell you what, I don't know what part of the country you're in, but the part of the country we're in is gorgeous here. Beautiful, beautiful. For the 8th of November, the weather is great in the 70s. Today is a little cloudy, but it's still, you know, for the past several days, the sun has just been shining bright, and we've just been having a good old time. Praise God. So we thank God for his presence in all that he is doing, now and forevermore. Glory to his name. Let's go to Psalm 95, and we're going to be reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6 in the King James Version. And then we're going to go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 in the King James Version. Hallelujah. You know, and then we'll go into saying who the Lord is. Amen. And I think, well, every time it's an important time to tell him who he is. But with so many things changing, with the pandemic still around us and trying to ramp up again, and everything else that's going on, it's good for us to tell God who he is. Amen. So that we can hear it in from our own mouth, into our own ears, going down into our own heart, back through our own mouth, into our own ears. Hallelujah. And then even into the atmosphere. So prepare yourselves. We're going to open up the lines one by one, and so you can say who the Lord is to you. Amen. So first we're going to read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6 together. Let's read. Oh, come.
Oh, come.
Let us sing unto the Lord.
Let us sing unto the Lord.
We're going to read it together, Mom.
Yes.
Let's start all over. Praise God. Oh, come.
Oh, come.
We read it together, Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Oh, let's read.
Oh,
come. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Verse 6, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. So now, let us exalt his name together. Let's say who he is to us. Who is the Lord to you, Pastor Mom?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. And I say, the Lord is my peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Price, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. Amen, amen. Pastor Mark, who is the Lord to you?
I'm going to go ditto. The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. He sure is. Minister Elaine. Minister Elaine? If you're saying something, your mute may be on. All right. Don't know what happened, but praise God. I know he's good to you. Pastor Lorraine, who is the Lord?
The Lord is my hope.
Amen. Come on, somebody. The Lord is my hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Arthur Amber, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my helper.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my helper. Praise God. All my help comes from the Lord. Amen. Sister Carrie, thank you for joining us. Tell us who the Lord is to you. You came just in time.
The Lord is my keeper.
Amen. The Lord is my keeper. Hallelujah. Y'all make me want to sing this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's all that and more and more and much, much more. Praise the Lord. So we have a list we're going to go down, and you just, hallelujah, feel free to repeat this, who the Lord is. Amen. It'll just bless you just to let it come out of your mouth and into the atmosphere at your house. Praise God. So repeat after me, the Lord is my strong creator.
The Lord is my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master. You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my father.
You are the Lord my father.
You are the Lord my judge.
You are the Lord my judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the Lord who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You are all that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go to our declarations now. Praise God. Praise God. I'll just say again that the Lord gave us this at the beginning of the year. you know, I'm really used to just praying extemporaneously and all of that. So this was different for me to have the prayers written down, the declarations written down. And he has had us to do this for a reason, for this season. Amen. So we're going to continue to do these declarations as the Lord has led us. I've heard from some of you that said that this has been a blessing to declare these things, the Word of God, actually, to declare the Word of God out loud and together. It's something about that. Amen. It's one thing to declare on your own, just you, just declaring out loud. But it's another thing to declare it together. Praise God. And that's what we're doing. Now, Job 22 and 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Amen. So things are being established. Hallelujah. Oh, this has been such a blessing to me over this time. I pray it's been a blessing to you. I just know some things are being established. Hallelujah. Every time we open up our mouths together. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands," what? "Forever." Hallelujah. The word of our God stands forever. And I looked kind of out the window, and I can tell you for sure that the flower has faded. The grass is starting to wither pretty much. But we can be assured that the word of our God stands forever. And in case anybody's wondering, I think it was last week that I talked about our orchid. That I've, mom received an orchid for her, an orchid plant for her 88th birthday back in August. That plant is just beautiful. The flower stayed on for 2 months, which was really amazing. And then after that, it started to bloom again. Glory to God. And we have just a beautiful bloom on there, and we have about four more buds that look like they're trying to spring out as well. And that's a word. That is a word. Hallelujah. And we thank God that even the flower that faded came back again. Praise God. And we thank God that even the word is being spoken out in this atmosphere that's even encouraging the flowers to bud again. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So repeat the declarations. I just got blessed. Repeat the declarations after me. Praise God.
No weapon
formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree.
Like a tree.
That's planted. By the streams of water.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore.
I forbid. Any sickness.
Or disease.
To come upon my body.
Every disease. Germ.
And every virus. That touches my body.
Dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus. Every organ. And every tissue.
Of my body.
Functions. In the perfection. That God created it.
To function.
And I forbid.
Any malfunction.
In my body.
In the name of Jesus.
Great is the peace.
Of my children.
And children's children.
And children's children.
For they are taught
of the Lord.
I have no lack.
I have
For my God, meets all my needs.
Meets all my needs.
According
to
his glorious riches.
According to his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
The Spirit of Truth.
The Spirit of Truth.
Comes to me.
Comes to me.
Teaches me.
Teaches me.
All things.
All things.
And he guides me.
And he guides me.
Into all truth.
Into all truth.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I confess.
I confess.
I have perfect knowledge.
I have perfect knowledge.
Of every situation.
Of every situation.
And every circumstance.
And every circumstance.
That I come up against.
That I come up against.
For I ask.
For
the wisdom,
for the wisdom
of God.
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to stop just for a moment and say, you know, what happened last night. It, you know, it's a little thing, but when God has you doing a little thing, it ends up being like a big thing. But I went to get some chicken from a store yesterday for dinner today, and they didn't have, you know, 8 pieces that would make up a whole chicken, but they had 6 pieces of kind of like the same kind. And that's all they had. They weren't going to make any more, even though this was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They weren't going to make any more or anything like that. And I just felt, you know, led of the Lord to just tell the, and if I had bought each of these pieces separately, I would have bought 4 pieces that would have cost more than the 8 pieces I would have bought. So anyway, I just felt led of the Lord to just talk to the manager. I said, you know, you guys get me the manager over here. And the manager walks up, and his name was Mark. And I said, my brother's name is Mark. And he said, yeah, we good people. I said, that's right. And then I said, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to take this chicken off of your hands, you know, so people are not saying that you don't have this and you don't have that. So I'm just going to take it all, and everything you have in there, I'm going to pay the price that I was going to pay for that whole chicken that I would have gotten if it was there. And he said, that sounds good to me. And I was like, okay, God. I mean, it was like a boldness. Okay, chicken, what, that's nothing. But God will give us a boldness that, you know, that there's no lack. He'll give us wisdom, show us what to do and how to do it. And so the manager was perfectly cool with that. Now, the people that worked behind the counter, they wasn't so happy. One lady wasn't so happy about it, but it's like, God bless her. Praise God. I mean, you know, I hope she saw that God was truly in the midst. Amen. Let's continue to decree. Praise God. And, the whole point of that was he'll give us wisdom. Hallelujah. In any circumstance or situation. Okay, let's continue on. Repeat after me. The peace of God.
The peace of God.
That transcends. All understanding.
All understanding.
Guards my heart,
guards my heart
and my mind.
In Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true.
Noble. Right.
Pure.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Excellent. And praiseworthy. Okay, our last decree today. God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
He has given me everything
I need for life
and godliness.
Therefore, I participate
in his divine nature
of love. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We adore you, Lord God. Blessed Blessed, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go into a time of praise and worship. We have the recording of our new friend, Joy Bryant, who, Lord willing, will be a guest on Get 'Em Radio in December, and we'll get to learn more about her. So this is her singing, and it's called Invitation. Her name is Joy Bryant. You can look her up online, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Amen. Let's worship the Lord.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome, Lord. Welcome in. Hallelujah. Move by your spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just thank him and praise him today. Hallelujah. He is here. He is here. Amen. He's there with you right now, and he's here with us right now. He is here. Welcome, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful, wonderful presence. As two or more have gathered together in your name, thank you for being in the midst. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And now we're going to have our giving, have an opportunity to give today. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's always good to give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I've just seen such fruit from giving lately. I mean, the Lord has had me be a giver for a while now. It's been a while since he gave me that the revelation, and I got it, you know, about giving, about tithes and offerings and giving. And I have never seen, over all these years, I have not seen it in this fashion. Amen. Where you give, and before you can get it out of your hand, it has come back much, much more. So I know, you know, by the Spirit of the Lord, that this is a season of harvesting and reaping in such a fast way. You know, the Bible talks about that the reapers, oh gosh, I'm not getting it right in my head, so I'm not going to go there right now, but it's just that harvest is coming back. I'm going to look that up so I can get that next time. But yeah, before you can give, you're getting it back much, much, much more. And if any of you ever have a testimony of that, please let us know. You know, you could even say it during the broadcast and press your number one key, like Dr. Lorraine did last week, to tell us how she just has seen things happen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray our prayer of finances that is such a blessing. Here we are again doing something over and over again, but I found out repetition is important sometimes. Amen. So let's pray that prayer for finances. And just repeat after me again. Thank you all so much for doing that. Okay, prayer for finances. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them
for your purpose.
May I be
a
good steward
of all
that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as to how
it's to be spent.
I pray
that I will learn
to live free
of debt.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful
for it.
I pray
that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly
and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen.
May it not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it. So that what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that
I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom, first, knowing
that
as I do,
I
will have all I need.
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. There are three ways. Hallelujah. And we praise God that all of you have been given in all these three ways. You can give via Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC. And those, the ESLCCC stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give at the door. And as I said, you guys have been given at the door as well, those who live in the Heritage House. And we praise the Lord for you. You can also give by mail. And you can make your check payable to ESLCCC. Amen. And our address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. So those three ways that you can give. And like I said, we thank God for those who are giving. Amen. And we know that God is giving it back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even right now, as those who are making plans to give, they may even be sitting there writing a check right now, hallelujah, or on their phone or computer about to send a Cash App. Lord God, we just lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Those who have even come to the door even last night and that may even come today, Lord God, we just bless you right now for the givers. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto you. We thank you for that overflow of giving, Lord God, that comes back to us in a great way. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are tithing, giving that 10%, Lord God. Hallelujah, knowing that all that we have has come from you. We thank you, Lord God, for that flow, Lord God, of tithing that comes in the name of Jesus, where the windows of heaven, hallelujah, the windows of heaven open up and pour out blessings, too much to be received in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that overflow from the windows of heaven. And then, Lord God, we thank you that you rebuke the devourer for our sakes, that even as we get the overflow, that there are no holes in our pockets and things won't be lost, stolen, hallelujah, wasted, or whatever, Lord God, devoured or destroyed in the name of Jesus. But it will flourish even as that overflow flows to other people in the name of Jesus by your Spirit. And, Lord God, we thank you that we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, your word that says you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us, as the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Glory to God, hallelujah. So we're going to have one more song, and then the next voice that you're going to hear after that is our very dear Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. She's bringing a word this morning. Hallelujah. So we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back to Pastor Mom. Praise God. We're going to hear just a little bit of Sister McDowell.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Because as Pastor Mom just said, it talks about being thankful and giving thanks. So Colossians 3:15 through 17 says, and first of all, Lord, we thank you for Pastor Mom. We thank you, Lord God, that all of the words will come to her in the name of Jesus, that she'll be able to say these words, Lord God. They'll all make sense in her head and come through her mouth properly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you just strengthen her with might in the inner man right now by your Holy Spirit. We give you praise and glory for her, Lord God. You are the Lord, her healer, and you heal every part of her in the name of Jesus. And we're just so glad that she is here, Lord God. We're glad that she's still in your service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Colossians 3:15 through 17 says, "And let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly among you, and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him."
I was born premature baby. I was so tiny that they named me Teeny. I was so small
when you were born, how you was a premature baby, right?
Yeah, I was a premature baby.
Yeah, let's come off this paper. You talk, let's just, I'm going to talk to you and you talk, okay?
I was so
you were so tiny. That's why they called you teeny?
Right.
Okay. So they called you teeny. Go ahead, Pastor Mom.
They was called me teeny, and they still called me teeny.
Uh-huh.
And I thank the Lord.
Yeah.
I can thank the Lord for just being with me and carrying me along.
Amen.
Yes.
So what that the doctor said years after he saw you, talking about that little thing, what did he say about you?
That little thing is not going to live.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I give all the praises to the Lord because he carried me along.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said you weren't going to live, but now you're how young are you now?
I'm 88 years old.
Amen. And how many children do you have?
I have six.
Well, six alive, but you had seven.
I had seven.
Amen.
Yes,
and
so.
Martha was what? What was Martha in the church?
Martha was.
She was an usher
in the church.
Uh-huh. And the rest of us are what?
Are we
ministers?
Preachers.
Yeah, we all preachers. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's pretty good for a teeny little baby that was was premature, huh?
Yes.
And so you were born. What year were you born?
1932.
Okay, and what was going on at that time? It was they called it the Great Depression, right?
Yeah, the Great Depression. I did not live. I lived and didn't eat. I did eat.
You ate during the Great Depression.
I ate during the Depression.
Okay.
And I thank the Lord for being with me.
Amen. And your mother was saying that before you were born, some of the kids went to bed hungry.
Yes, but
you never did.
I never did go to bed hungry.
Amen. So what, you can't help but what?
But I can't help but thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then about you want to talk about your mother and father. When were they married?
My mother and father was married on Thanksgiving.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then, you remember how long they were married?
They were married 27 years.
67
years.
Amen.
And
what,
I thank the Lord for that.
Amen. The interesting part about you and my daddy is that you were also married for 67
years. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Can't help but thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I can't help but thank the Lord because he's been good to me.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then your father, he lived until he was, how old was he?
He was 87 years, 91 years.
Yeah, so he lived till he was 91, and your mama lived till she was what?
92
years old. So what? You can't what?
I can't help.
But thank the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's been good to me.
I can't help but thank the Lord.
Because he's been good to me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anything else that you think about that you want to share with the people about how good the Lord's been to you?
He's just been good to me. And I praise all the days of my life.
Amen.
With him. And he's been good to me.
Yes, yes.
He's been good to me.
Amen. And he talked to you and tell you
what to do.
Amen.
He's been talking to us and he said, maybe I think you're afraid, but he's been good to me.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I thank
to you when you're afraid. And get that fear off you.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So maybe anybody else might have anything to say, but say, God, it's really good to me.
Amen. Amen. So Pastor Mom was saying how good God's been to her. Anybody want to join in on that and say how good God is? Press your number one key. We want to hear how good God has been to you. Amen. And I'll get started while you're thinking about pressing your number one key. And amen. Good, good. Press your number one key. And okay, great. If I don't see a lot of them pressed, because, you know, last week people wanted to say something, and their number one key was not working. So, yeah, I'm seeing three people pressing their number one key. Hallelujah. Amen. You can also send me a text and let me know. But before we go, we'll open up all the lines and give you an opportunity in case these number one keys are not working. So I just... I want to thank the Lord even for Pastor Mom for my time being here. I've been here, moved from New Jersey, and, you know, and I moved here 11 years ago and have been living with Pastor Mom for the past 11 years. Amen. And I say I'm her caregiver and she's my caregiver. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We care about each other, and we give care to each other. Amen, amen. And I've just, it's such a wonderful opportunity to live with your mother, you know, even at this age. Now I'm a senior. I'm a young senior, glory to God. But I'm a senior now as well. And to just be with her and to just learn of the wisdom that God has placed on the inside of her. You know, I watch how God has her do things, and he'll have her to stop and at certain times of the day and to pray and be in his presence, and that's a beautiful thing. And she loves to read, and so, you know, I just watch her, and now she's kind of sort of gotten to the point where she's not cooking as much as she used to, and during these 11 years, I've been her sous chef. So I've been, you know, doing the things, and she's been pointing and telling me how to do it. And so now I'm starting to make greens like her. Praise God. You like my greens from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just grateful, you know, to even have this special, special time with her. At this time, I'm grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful for my siblings as we unite together in the care for Mom and how you know, I mean, they just help so much. It's such a blessing, you know, to have siblings who will pray. And I'm at the point now, if something goes on here, I don't try to keep it to myself and try to hold on and take care of it. I'm calling them. I'm calling, I'm texting, I'm saying this is what's going on. And, you know, we'll join together in prayer, and we've seen prayer do much good. Hallelujah. So I'm just very grateful and thankful to God. You know, I have a wonderful life, and I thank God for this wonderful life that he's given me for such a time as this. Praise God. So we're going to open up the lines now for those of you who want to share your testimony. Hallelujah. However the Lord would lead you to share your testimony, you can do that today. We'll start with Pastor Price.
Glory
Welcome,
to
Pastor
God.
Price.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom. Thank God for your message this morning, Pastor Mom, on Thanksgiving and giving thanks. I truly praise God for you and thank God for God letting that little teeny baby come in that slept in that drawer, that they put you in a little drawer with, to take care of you when you were little. I just thank God for you, Pastor Mom. I know that in this time, sometimes it's difficult for you to see the words like you used to see the words, but we thank God for healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, and recreated miracles to every cell and organ of your body. We thank you for your faithfulness unto God, for your faithfulness. And then I want to thank God today for all of my brothers and my sisters, for each one of them, because in each way, each one is doing the part that they can do in order to help to take care of Mom. And then we're a team. We're like a team together. And I thank God so much for that. I thank God for Apostle being there, for God allowing her to be that seed, to be able to help to care for you, Mom. And I thank God for Pastor Catherine, who just takes and goes above and beyond also to help take care of Mama lovingly, both of them so lovingly. And I thank God even now for my niece Pam, who has come in to stay in at the household and to be able to help with Mom at certain times. And I thank God for her. I thank God for my brother who comes by to be able to check up on Mom. I thank God for all of the family that's working together and those who are contributing to in order to make the hopefully to make the time a little easier to help out in any way that they can. So I give thanks to God for this time. I thank God for my husband and all of my children, their mates and their children. I thank God for the newest grandbaby that I have who was born like you, Mama. She was just a little teeny tiny something, my great-grandbaby. She's only a pound and was only a pound and 7 ounces. You should see her now. She's still in the hospital, but that baby is getting bigger and bigger, and that's Katima's baby. So I thank God for my new great-grandbaby and for God allowing her to live and to be raised up and all of our children, our grandchildren. I thank God so much for my husband, Joe. I thank God for bringing him from a mighty, mighty long way. And I thank God for continuing to strengthen him in every single area of his life. So I just thank God for all. I thank God for my daughters here at the household, for Joy and Amber, who work so diligently, sometimes tirelessly, to make sure that if Joe needs something at 3 o'clock in the morning, if he needs something early in the morning, whatever it is, they're there to try to take care of it. So I just thank God for all of his good and goodness. And as I close out the conference, because I hear static, I close out. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God above everything else for God Almighty and for his good and goodness unto us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going back on
you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Praise God. For those who just joined the line, Pastor Mom just finished giving a word this morning on being thankful and grateful. And then she shared with us what she's thankful about, hallelujah, that she was a premature baby. And she was so teeny that they called her teeny, and they still call her teeny. A lot of people do. And so, and look at her now at 88 years young. So she was thanking the Lord, and then she gave an invitation at the end for those of us to thank the Lord. Amen. So I know you got something to be thankful about, so press your number one key, and we're just going to go down the line right now and give you an opportunity to thank God. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, we're going to open up your line.
Hi. I'd like to thank God for this ministry and for giving me a beautiful God family in him, all of
Amen.
You. And I'm thankful for y'all prayers because I do feel them. And I thank him for help to, as I look on my life and the things that I've been through, I thank him for he helped me each day daily to forgive myself and for people to help me to, they encourage me. All your prayers encourages me to keep going on and continuing his word and to love myself and to, I just, like, usually I hide my hair and weave and stuff like that, so I was starting to wear my hair more naturally, and my kids say, Mom, you look nice, you look better, and that. So I'm learning how to love me the way the Lord loves me each day, and so I'm grateful for that, one day at a time, you know, one moment at a time. And so I love all of you, and God bless y'all, and y'all testimonies encourage me to keep on going and allowing him to just have his way through me. And so that is a good thing that he's been my strength, taking me from strength to strength and, you know, glory to glory and faith to faith, definitely. So I am thankful and grateful for each and every one of y'all. And I love you all. And may God keep strengthening you and Pastor Mom and all my God aunts, oh my God, uncles. And I thank him for his goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. God bless you. Hallelujah. And all the children, I hear them in the background. God bless. Amen. All right, Sister Carrie, I'm going to open a line for you. And Pastor Lorraine, you are next. Sister Carrie?
I'm here. Good morning, everyone. I want to thank the Lord from Pastor Mom when she was speaking. The word, I remember a scripture was saying, I shall live and proclaim the name of the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for her, how she's proclaiming his name even in her elderly years. You know, I thank the Lord for you, Apostle Kizzy, and the Get Them Radio. I just praise the Lord for you all. I thank the Lord for this new day, just for how he's brought me through all the illnesses and able to get up and able to walk again, a desire to get up and to walk. I thank him how he provides for me and day. I just thank him for my children. There was a time that I was in the hospital years ago, and I was talking to the Lord, praying or talking, and I was asking him, I said, Lord, I want to see my children grow up. I want to see my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. And the Lord has granted that. I'm able. He left me here to see them.
Hallelujah.
The Lord for just doing that. He didn't have to, but he just did. I thank him for the love, how he drew me and showed me his love. I just praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you all.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you know what? It is good sometimes to just go back and look at something we talked to God about years ago and see that it has he has come through. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carrie. God bless you. Amen. For those who just joined the line, we are, Pastor Mom has spoken, and she was giving us her testimony and saying how thankful she is and that she can't help but thank the Lord. And so we're opening up the lines now to give other people an opportunity to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. So please, you can press your number one key, and we want to rejoice with you while you are so thankful to the Lord. Opening the line now for Pastor Lorraine and Minister Elaine, you are next. I'm trying to get your line open, Pastor Lorraine. Okay. Any minute now, Pastor Lorraine. I'm trying here. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Pastor Lorraine.
I hear it. I heard the unmuted. Yes,
okay,
ma'am. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
I hear you well. Thank you.
Okay, great. I don't know what it is this morning. I'm somebody who always likes to stay just pretty much in the current. Whatever God is doing, I'm grateful for. And I don't like to just, sometimes we rehearse things for so long that we become stuck. But I think there's something happening this morning with all of us looking back. You were sharing, you know, Pastor Mom was sharing those things from her infancy, et cetera. And I don't know why I flashed on it, but I thank God for the number of times when I was in Africa when my life was literally in danger. People... the number of times that I could have quite easily been killed, and I wasn't, and God saved me through all of it. And I don't usually think about that, but I was thinking, all that's transpired from that time to now and how grateful I am that I didn't miss out on so many of those things. And the other thing that kind of flitted through my mind at the same time, there are those big things and then those very, I'll say, little things. Now that you and I kind of encountered each other in a hallway, you know, and that how that we each were in God's plan for each other. And, you know, how that what may seem like a small thing has become such a rich and meaningful relationship. So it's the big things, it's the little things. Just God is good in both directions.
Amen.
And I just thank him for those things.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for sharing. My mind just went back to, you know, how we used to, you used to come to New Jersey and speak. I think it was the beginning of every year. And I just really look forward to hearing you preach when you would come. And I remember I had a dream about you. And the dream was that we were friends. And you wanted me to come to Africa to help in the ministry. And the dream was so real that the next time I saw you, I was like a little kid and ran up to you and gave you a big hug, which I had never done before. And, you know, we just don't know the wonderful and great plans that God has for us. Way down the future. I mean, I was still in New Jersey at that time, so that had to be about 15, maybe close to 20 years ago that I had that dream. And so I thank God for what he's doing, and I thank God for you. God bless. Amen. Amen. And Sister Joanne, we're going to open a line for you. You got a lot of testimony. Welcome.
Hello?
Sister Joanne.
Good afternoon. How are you, Minister Kitty?
I'm doing good. Glad to see you here. You're a walking miracle.
Yeah. Tell Mom I say hi and God bless her, and I'm going to continue to pray for her that she ever
Amen.
Forget. God going to bring her back, everything back to her remembrance.
Hallelujah.
I have
you hear that?
That's what I asked God to do for me. When I walk in the kitchen and I forget, and I said, God, bring it back to my remembrance, and he do it just like that, the snap of the finger and the blink of the eye.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God for him that he's merciful, he's good, he's kind, he's gentle, he's patient, loving unconditionally. So I'm just grateful today. I have a testimony. My son got out of jail about 4 years ago. He was in jail for 22 years. And I thank
wow.
God that he let him out on April Fool's Day. What if it went today? And I said, April Fool? And he said, he was calling me, and I was out shopping. Calling me, everybody calling me. Ellen, they're calling you. Charlie home. So when I got home, here he comes. So I just thank God for his mercy and grace that all these years that I've been praying for him. He got a good job. He's doing well. He's getting ready to buy a house. So I said, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. He's been good to me. Yes. You're ready to buy a two-family house. So I thank you, God, for that.
Yes.
Well, his mercy and
wonderful.
Grace.
That's wonderful.
Yes, that's a captain. So yesterday he came over and he took me out to Walgreens. So we made a little bet that I wouldn't go in the store and get some flushable wipes, right? So he said, no, he said, okay, $20 bet. So just plain. So I went in there and I asked, looking around in the diaper section for the baby wipe, right? Then something, the spirit just sent me saying, go ask the girl where the flushable wipes at. Came out there with 6 packs. With flushable wipes. Ain't God good? So I said, them little bitty things, we take it for granted. that it's going to be in the store when you get there. But I said, thank you. I even prayed before. I said, God, you know what I need even before I ask. So I walked in, and I said, Charlie, you don't know. I prayed over these white before I went in the store.
So I just hallelujah.
I'm going to pray, and I'm going to believe God. When I walk in the store, I get everything that I need.
Yes. Amen.
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 So, Mom, I'm going to leave Mom with this song. I love 27th song, the 14th verse. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. I say, wait on the Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You. Amen.
You're welcome. I love you. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a blessed afternoon. Okay?
Okay. You too. Love you
love
too,
you.
Joanne. Amen.
Call me if you
thank,
need.
Thank you, Lord. Uh-oh, I cut
okay.
you off before you finish. What'd you say?
I'm available.
Okay.
When you need
Amen.
Me, I'm available. I'm
okay.
available.
All
I
right.
want to be used. Okay?
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Sister Joanne. It's good
truth.
To be available.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I think everybody has said something who's here, except Arthur Amber and Pastor Prude. Okay? So I don't know if your number one key's not working, but I'm going to open up your lines just for a moment here. Okay, Pastor Prude. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Prude. Hello, Pastor? Did I do that right? I think I did.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was on
mute.
Good morning, everyone, or rather good afternoon. I was able to catch the tail end of the message, so I just wanted to say thank you, Pastor Mom, and thank you, Apostle Kizzy, for your diligence, for the invitation. I bring you greetings from the Bride of Christ, Church of God in Christ, in East St. Louis, Illinois, where I've been the pastor since my dad died in January of 2009. So I've been pastoring for a little bit over 10 years now. My wife and I, Lady Lachelle, and my mom, Dr. Lily Prude, and Pastor Mom, know each other pretty well, so I just thank God for that. And I mean, real simple, I'm the youngest of 8 children, and when my parents had me, my father was 46 and my mother was 45. Mm. And you know, my mom had 4 children, and then there was a 10-year gap, and then there were 4 more children. So the last 4 children, she had at age 39, 41, 43, and then I was born when she was 45. And
wow.
So with my sister that she had when she was 39, you know, before, you know, once my mom found out she was pregnant and she went to the doctor, you know, they told my mom, you know, you're 39 years old or 38 at the time, and you're a little bit older, so you may want to consider, you know, having an abortion, because there's a high probability that as you get older, your child could be mongoloid, or, you know, have different issues and complications,
mm-hmm.
you know, for lack of a better word, potentially be retarded. So my mom did not abort my sister, and then
Hallelujah.
When she got pregnant again, she did not abort my other sister, and then when she got pregnant again, she did not abort my brother, and by the time I came, they decided not to abort me. But
Thank
what
you,
did happen at my birth is that when my mom was in, you know, having contractions and in labor, I wouldn't come out and I was born in 1979, so they didn't have a lot of the advanced technologies that they have today. So the nurses took a towel and they were trying to, you know, push me out, you know, with the towel. And, you know, the doctor tried several things, but I just wouldn't come out. So my mom had had my previous 7 siblings all natural. And so they didn't know what to do. And my mom and dad, they said 3 words, "Lord, have mercy." Those were the only 3 words that they said, "Lord, have mercy." And the doctor decided to do a C-section. And so this is 1979. You know, of course, people were doing C-sections, but not like, you know, how they are today. So my mom, she really didn't want to do a C-section, but she figured if that was the only thing that could potentially help figure out what was wrong with me, then that they would do a C-section. So when they did a C-section, my umbilical cord was wrapped twice around my neck.
Whoa.
And so had I been delivered, there was a high probability that I could have suffocated or, you know, basically choked myself. So that was in 1979. I was born March 4th. So I thank God for my life. But fast forward to March the 14th, 2014. Now, I was the 8th child. And so my wife and I, we have 11 children. So
Woo!
when our 8th child, and my wife and I were only 41, we got married at age 21, and it feels like I've almost had a child every year, and we don't have any twins. So March 14th, 2014, my wife is in labor with our 8th child, and we didn't do a hospital on our 8th child. We did the birthing center where they have midwives. And so as our child was being delivered, when the child came out, it was a boy. So much like my mom's 8th child was a boy, our 8th child was a boy. And when he was born, he came out, his entire body was like a reddish purplish color, because his and my wife actually delivered him. And so when he was born, he basically was suffocating himself. He wasn't moving.
Wow.
It's almost safe to say that he didn't have a heartbeat. He wasn't moving. He wasn't breathing. He was like purplish, reddish color. So the midwife had to take him. And at the birthing center, they don't have the technologies that they have at the hospitals. So once again, when the child was born, my wife and I, we didn't know what to do. We just start praying in tongues. Like literally, we said, "Lord, have mercy." I thought about what happened with me when I was born. And we just start praying in tongues, praying in the spirit. And once we start praying in the spirit, the baby coughed a little bit. And then they began to do like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, or they have this other little apparatus. So long story short, our son was born. He had his umbilical cord wrapped around his neck, and he's perfectly fine today. He's our most hyperactive child. So we just thank God that, you know, God is a God of generational blessings. So I believe that when my grandmother decided to live saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost,
yes,
you know, my mom and dad, they lived saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And my wife and I, we do our best to live saved, sanctified,
hallelujah,
and filled with the Holy Ghost. So I just thank God for those generational blessings, and I thank God for this space. Thank you, Pastor Mom, and thank you, Apostle Kizzy. And thank you so much for everyone else that shared your testimonies.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Prude. Wow. I, you know, I've heard bits and pieces, and it's always good to hear it again because it's so encouraging. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. All right, Arthur Amber, your line is open if you want to say anything. Hallelujah. If the Lord is leading you to say anything, your line is open. I think it's open. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. We just thank and praise each and every one of you for sharing your testimony. It's something about testimonies that's just awesome. You know, I think about the scripture that says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I'm like, wow, testimonies must be kind of up there. If in the same sentence we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, we know how awesome the blood of the Lamb is. Amen. The resurrection power, the healing power, the purging power, the cleansing power, the salvation power of the blood of the Lamb, all of that together. And right next to that is our testimony. So our testimony is powerful because our testimony has to do with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Our testimony has everything to do with Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just, you know, we thank God for all of you sharing your testimonies this morning. It's so encouraging to hear it. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to go into our portion of the service where we pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. And John 3:16, if you know it, just say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen, amen. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he let us know that he loves us so much, and he just got a whole bunch of love waiting for us, waiting on us. Hallelujah. And then tells us exactly, if you confess with your mouth, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Amen. Let it just come out of your mouth, that prayer come out of your mouth. And then believing in your heart, and that is so important. Where we keep saying today, it seems like a little thing, but what you believe in your heart is a great, big, awesome thing. Because even God, formed the world, he believed in his heart first. He spoke it out, and it was done. Amen. And so then we get to believe in our heart, and then we speak it out, and it's done. Glory to God. So if you've never, or you cannot even remember when you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your day. This is your time, hallelujah, to receive all that love, because it's so much love that's waiting for you. Some may say, I've been in church all my life. I cut my teeth on the pews. I've been here. You know, well, as Pastor Price has said before, you can sit in a garage and never become a car. So we can sit in the church pews and never be saved, and that's a sad, tearful situation for people who come to church and never really make the commitment to believe and to receive with the confession of their mouth. And so it's very, very important. And it seems like a little thing, once again, but it's a great, big, eternal thing to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, you only have to pray the prayer of salvation one time, but we're going to ask you to repeat it today. And the reason why is that we want to make sure that you're ready to pray the prayer of salvation for someone else, with someone else. wherever you are, because churches are not even open the way that they used to be. You know, we can't say, hey, come with me to my church on Sunday and you can be saved. Well, your church may not be having service this Sunday except maybe online or, you know, and for some people, Sunday doesn't even come for them. They're gone. They're out of here. So many people are dying, young people, old people, and it's something going on. I don't know if it's in St. Louis or whatever, but young people are being shot in their homes through windows where people don't even know that they're shooting at them, but the bullet finds them, even in their bed, even, you know, little 3-4-year-old children. And so, you want to make sure that those who are around you, who God sends around you, are born again. And believe me, you don't have to beat anybody over the head with this. Just be available. Just be available to pray, because the door is going to open. They may even ask you, what must I do to be saved? I don't know how to be saved. Well, how you do that? And then you can be ready to pray the prayer of salvation with them and let them know how much God loves them. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
According to the Bible.
That I am saved.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God for each and every one of you, those who have prayed that prayer for the first time. We pray that you are sealed with the Holy Spirit right now, that your salvation is sealed, hallelujah, and then that you are filled with the precious Holy Spirit and with power in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we bless your name for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And now we just lift up all of those who are on the line, all of those who gave their testimony, all of those who are just even listening now and in the future. Thank you, Lord God, for touching each and every one of us, sealing us with your Holy Spirit, filling us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, keeping us as only you can keep us, helping us as only you can help us, Lord God. We thank you that you are the Lord, our shepherd. We shall not want. You are the Lord, our provider. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and everything that we conceivably need or desire, you've already taken care of it, and we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen. Amen. And now, Pastor Mom,
yes,
we're going to have you to make any, just a moment. Get yourself ready to give closing remarks and closing prayer. I just want to say what's going on Get 'Em Radio for the rest of this week. On tomorrow at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, with our very dear, our very own Pastor Lorraine Nabarro. Hey, hallelujah. And she's going to talk something about being thankful tomorrow as well. Amen. Hallelujah. And then on Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And just bless my heart to hear Pastor Dr. Prude talk about how they were praying in tongues and his son just came forth. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be praying in tongues on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we have a lot to pray about. The world is changing very quickly. There's a lot that's going on. And even with our presidential election, even though Joe Biden has been declared the president by the Associated Press, for many, we are hearing that that is still in the running right now. They have to do the recount, and they may even go to the Supreme Court. So we need to continue in prayer. And when we pray in tongues, we're praying, we're praying what we don't even know how to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays through us. Amen. Hallelujah. And whatever happens, as I said earlier, we're going to continue to pray. We're going to pray for the president, whoever he is. Amen. Okay, and then on this Wednesday, this is the second Wednesday of the month, and what we do on the second Wednesday of the month is we have prophetic healing with our healing community, and we'll have Elder and his wife, Elder Hawkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, will be on with us on this Wednesday, November the 11th. Wow, this month is moving fast. November 11th, 8 p.m. Central. Excuse me, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Same phone number and everything. And, you know we're going to see some healing. I think it was probably about 10 healings that happened in the month of October. And every time we get together, God moves mightily by his Spirit. So if you know someone who is ill, please have them to call in, and we will pray for them. I don't know if I said the time for the Praying in Tongues Tuesday. For Tuesday, it's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, in the midst of all of this, we are celebrating our 8th anniversary. Hallelujah. Get 'em Radio is 8 years old. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are celebrating our 8th anniversary. And then on top of 8 years, we now have surpassed 900 podcasts, which seems almost unbelievable, but it is true. We have 900 podcasts in 8 years here. And so we just thank God because we have a resource where people can go back and listen to what was said in those home churches, those small churches and parachurch ministries, all of our specials that we've had on over the past 8 years. If you need a 501c3, it tells you about that. You know, we have a broadcast on that. If you are going through grief, we have a podcast that will help you to get through the grieving process. If you are going, if you're going to buy a house, we had a Christian real estate agent, and so she talked about some things that will help you to even to buy a house. If you're going through open enrollment right now and need to know something about health insurance, we have a program about that as well. Hallelujah. And so so this month, what we're doing in for our 8th anniversary on Thursday, on our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio, is we're having a revival. So we started last Thursday with Pastor Herbert McCoy, and wow, really good word from the Lord. And then this week we are having Bishop Aaron McClary, who's going to be speaking. And this is, I mean, all of them are going to be awesome. Bishop McCleary, if you've heard from him before on our broadcast, he just went through a stroke within the past month. Now, he sounds a little slow at first, but when he starts preaching and the Holy Ghost comes upon him, he sounds like his regular self. So you know he has a good testimony, a word from the Lord. So this Thursday we're going to have him. The third Thursday is Pastor Catherine Coleman, who is my older sister, one of my older sisters, hallelujah, and just an on-fire woman of God. And then on Thanksgiving, we'll still be here for Thanksgiving. Amen. So eat your turkey and then come on with us. And the broadcast starts at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And Pastor Price will be speaking on Thanksgiving evening. Hallelujah. So you have a good meal. Come on back and get a good word. So we give God all the praise and the glory for Get 'Em Radio. And, of course, next Sunday we'll be back. And, Lord willing, I'll be speaking on next Sunday. So now, glory to God. We could have Pastor Mom give us closing remarks and closing prayer.
That's it. Give prayer, your prayer. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen. Because we just thank God for each and every one of you. And just, you know, we don't even think it robbery that you come and spend some time with us on Sunday. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. God bless.